Hey guys, this is Ian Darley from ianthomasdarley.com, and today I'm talking to Karen Gould. Are you there, Karen?
I am, hello.
Hello, how are you doing? You all right?
I'm fine, thank you.
Absolutely awesome stuff. And today we're here to talk about the Myers-Briggs technique personality test. Now, I myself have heard of it, but I don't know a lot about it. So I thought it'd be a great idea to interview Karen. Karen's an expert on it. She's been qualified for quite some time now on doing these tests. So, Karen, before we get stuck into the what it's all about and what it does, can we give a little bit of background from yourself? Whereabouts were you born, Karen?
I was born in London.
In London? A Cockney?
Well, not quite. I do have a London accent that comes out every now and then. But
only every now and again?
Yeah.
Awesome. Sure. So was you brought up in London? Have you always lived down there? Or?
I've always lived in, most of my time in Kent. I've moved about 18 times, but always in Kent. After moving out of London when I was about 4, I think. So a lot of time in Sevenoaks, Broadstairs, Ashford, and Bromley. All over the place in Kent, really.
Bromley, at least you've got away with not having the Bromley accent.
It's very true.
No offence to any Bromley listeners that might be listening at the moment, which reminds me of a comedy sketch I've heard. But anyway, moving on.
Okay.
Okay. Can you give us a little bit about your experience then after you've left school, Karen? What sort of route did you take?
I have a very strange career history, I suppose. I started off training as a beauty therapist.
Right. Okay.
I originally wanted to do makeup, be a makeup artist, but the BBC kept losing my details, so I gave up that and started working at Hodder and Stoughton Book Publishers.
Right.
Doing the royalties for the authors, and then eventually went up to London, worked for a management consultancy for 9 years. Working with clients like Coca-Cola, Tropicana, Buena Vista, those kinds of people.
Wow, some big clients there.
Some very big clients, yes, and that was 9 years experience there in market research, management organisations, training, that kind of stuff.
Wow, good.
And then for another nearly 12 years, I worked for Fidelity Investments in a number of different roles in that company. Every couple of years, I was asked to move to another team,
right?
Try and make it more profitable, more product, increase the productivity,
and
manage the team to a better level so that they can then take on the team after I've left.
All right.
So I had about 6 different roles in that company.
Wow. So you've had we've got some crazy people on the bikes outside. So you've had quite a lot of management experience there, looking after various different newest people in various different situations, I suppose, and Karen?
Absolutely. I've run teams from teams of 3 all the way up to teams of 150 across UK, Ireland and India.
Wow.
Ranging from operations teams to project teams to client-facing teams.
Excellent stuff. Wow, some experience you've got there then, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, lots of individuals, lots of interesting characters along the way.
Wow, sounds quite amazing. India, well, wow, some places you've been there.